From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April 6th, 2010. Each week, this podcast examines news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Joe Francica, editor-in-chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, as the world is abuzz about Apple's latest device, the iPad, we look at a potential Apple area of interest, mapping. There are hints that Apple is assembling policies and ingredients for a mapping play, but what else does it need to fully implement its solution? And what would make an Apple incursion into mapping uniquely compelling? And when might it arrive? We'll have a look at those questions after a word from our sponsor.
Manage your field data and immediately share critical business information across your enterprise. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mobile solutions.
Now, I think the best place to start when trying to think about Apple moving into the mapping space is to look at what it already has as parts of its infrastructure. Some of these may seem kind of trivial, but I think they're really important. So let's start with the sort of obvious ones. Well, Apple has the iPhone with its wonderful reputation, the iPod Touch, the new iPad, and all of those and their siblings are going to have some kind of locatability, whether it's via wireless using Skyhook or using full-fledged GPS. Apple has the App Store and iTunes, which have sort of set the standard for buying applications and music and soon books. So they've got that infrastructure in place. They have brick-and-mortar stores, the Apple stores, which, again, are that pantheon of elegance. They set the standard for what a technology store should be. Apple, far and away, has the best reputation in customer service. Very importantly, Apple has customers who are willing to pay more for their products. And I need to say from the outset, I'm one of those people. I'm sitting in front of my go-to work computer, which is a MacBook, and I have right next to it my two very favorite devices, my two iPod Shuffles. One's pink and one's blue. Now, after that existing infrastructure, we need to note two key acquisitions that put Apple in a position to move into mapping. One, of course, is the acquisition of PlaySpace last year, a company that we've written about extensively, which sort of went up against Google as a platform for building mapping applications, but which really didn't make a lot of splash, and Apple acquired it with very little splash. And the other acquisition was of Quattro Wireless, and that's a mobile ad network with the capabilities of allowing advertisers to target mobile users with ads. Apple has some key staff. From PlaySpace, it has Jaron Waldman, and from ESRI, it has Rob Shanks. And Rob was previously with Globe Explorer. Also among its resources, Apple has a whole series of patents, and I'm not going to go into these in much detail. We'll have links to them in the show notes. But they have everything from a parking finder application patent, to a location fix patent, to location sharing patents, to a social networking patent. And the other thing I want to point out is that Apple already has a policy, and we discussed this in another podcast, about how it expects its third-party developers to use location-based advertising. So they have all of that infrastructure already in the bag, if you like. And then comes word this week, which is part of what helped us choose this topic, was an analysis by Gene Munster from Piper Jaffray saying that he thinks there is a 70% likelihood that Apple is going to get into the search and mapping areas. And among the suggestions that Mr. Munster had was that Apple needed to buy a data company, and he suggested that it should acquire Europa Technologies. So what I wanted to do in today's podcast was to, with all of this background, try to ask the question, what else does Apple need if it's in fact going into mapping? What would an Apple solution in mapping look like? What would it make it different or compelling from everybody else's? And how soon might we see it?
Well, clearly, I think Apple is sniffing around the edges. They've assembled a team. They've gotten certain of their patents in place that helps them build that infrastructure, as you've said. What might compel them to launch, and what might that be, I think, is the big question. And I've never felt that Apple got it when terms of location. They've never been enamored with location, as has Microsoft and Google been. They've never really stepped into it. And while you could probably say that they're late to the game, you might also say that, well, maybe they're just biding their time to make something big happen. And the other side of that is, as you pointed out, what has happened is they have epitomized the tech company. You know, they've got such a loyal following, some might say more than enamored with their products. Fanatical, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And so they're kind of ripe and sitting there looking at all of these things and components that they have. And the one thing that kind of jumps out at me that it's amazing that they hadn't is to make an acquisition of one of the big social net players. And maybe they're going to couple that with Jio. And as I kind of observed last week at Wear 2.0, which is somebody's out there waiting to aggregate all of this data and information. And maybe Apple is going to step into that. And maybe they've got the secret sauce that everybody is kind of just now stepping around the edges about. And maybe that's what they're waiting for.
So maybe it's a good question to ask either why they haven't been a big fan of location or why it's taking so long. And let me throw this out. One of the unique things about Apple is, of course, that they really try to have these beautiful products with these beautiful user experiences. And one of the big complaints about the iPad, which just came out, is that it doesn't support Flash. And if you go to Steve Jobs, he says the reason it doesn't support Flash is that we can't provide the kind of experience we'd like with Flash. And he's sort of saying, well, it's kind of buggy and it doesn't run quite right and it crashes and so forth. But now, that may or may not be true.
Well, I read that comment, but I don't know if it flies, but go ahead.
I don't know if it flies either, but the point I'm trying to make is it possible that Apple hasn't yet figured out what this elegant experience is going to be with Maps? Maybe it doesn't yet have the right device. Maybe it doesn't have the right viewer. Maybe it doesn't have the right interface. Because, again, that's what gets people excited. And as we pointed out, there's been a million tablets before, but nobody's gotten as excited as people have in recent months and in recent days about the iPad.
I'm not sure I buy the argument, because they've been the progenitors of these wonderful devices. And my feeling is that it's these devices that have catapulted location, and certainly the location-based social networking platforms, into prominence. Yeah, the iPhone in particular. You know, I mean, they've been the launching pad for, and the catalyst. I really believe that. Certainly them, and to some degree BlackBerry, has really catalyzed this social networking market. And you can kind of step back and go, well, it's amazing that Apple hasn't capitalized on something like this. I agree with you that maybe they're waiting to make it more elegant. But in the meantime, the guys who put something out there in beta are having a lot of fun with it and causing a lot of buzz.
Right, but Apple doesn't do that so much. That's much more of a Google way of doing things.
And yet at the same time, it seems like some things are passing them by, and maybe mapping is one of them.
Well, so let me put it this way. Do you think that we need a new device from Apple to be this new platform for mapping?
No. I think they've got the lead in these devices. I think they need to look at what they've got in their bag of tricks and pick something that makes sense to the mapping group. And iPhone is that device in many ways. So pick some of those wonderful apps out of the App Store that are location enabled.
And buy one.
And buy one, right, exactly. Make it even bigger than it already is.
Well, and let me throw this out. I mean, as much as people love Apple, it's not really a software company.
Yes, that's true. I'm not sure where you go with that. They've been an enabler, right? That's really what they've done. But in the things that they've done very well, I mean, they've taken the music business and changed the dynamics. They've taken the computer business and changed the dynamics.
Right, but they don't make the music. don't make the books that they're going to sell for the iPad.
Well, you can make the same argument about mapping. And nobody is making the mapping technology, really. Nobody's capturing the data so much. Google is more or less an aggregator than anything else. You could argue that they're not truly a software company either. So why not aggregate some of these services?
I disagree with you. Google is a software company. But okay.
Well, yeah, more or less. But I think in the broad sense of location-based services and location nets, what we've all been waiting for is who's going to aggregate all of these services.
Now, when you say aggregate, what do you mean exactly?
I mean somebody that's going to take Twitter and take Foursquare and maybe take Facebook, or maybe it's one of those three, and accumulate or at least have it as a platform for getting all of that communication-based information, you know, whether it's the tweet itself or it's the location itself. So you got the communication mechanism of the tweet and the location of that Twitterer and all of the demographics that go underneath the person who is tweeting in their location and offer that up in location-based advertising. Offer that as a service to the myriad companies who want to get at that data.
Okay,
So
Apple could be the company that enables location-based advertising writ large.
I think so. If they want to change something out there that is yet to be changed, location-based advertising is something that people are salivating at, but nobody's...
Now, is that something they could do with their experience aggregating all the different music labels and having sort of a standard way that you can, for a very nominal fee, purchase music, or as they're doing now, putting together their bookstore, and as they're doing now with the iPad, aggregating all the magazine and newspaper distribution folks so that you can get all that content on your iPad? Is that in the same league?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is because of the billions of dollars, the potential billions of dollars in location-based advertising that people are talking about.
And yet Apple is just not in the advertising business, except that it makes great commercials for its great hardware.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a different leap for them, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw a big kink into your armor.
Okay.
This sounds like a great idea, but in order for it to be successful, the company that does it, be it Apple or anybody else, would have to basically make available this platform in this very open way so that all the different carriers and all the different apps and all the different operating systems could take advantage of this advertising platform. Right? That's how you make the most money.
Correct, yeah.
Now, that's just not in Apple's DNA. They've got the ultimate in closed systems, which some people love and some people hate, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't seem to be their model. So taking that to the logical next step, to maybe that's not the way they're going, but that certainly is where the money is. So it kind of brings us back to the same question, what is Apple going to do with Geo? And we're fine at speculating, but we don't truly know what the outcome may be.
Well, I think the one thing that we're coming back to is that whatever Apple's going to do is it's going to be different enough and unique enough that it's going to make a splash. That's something that it can take a long... It's very easy to do a Me Too, right? Yeah. We've got 1,000 sort of location-based services, social network things falling from the sky right now. Because it's really easy to do. But it's very hard to capture that new elegance that seems to happen every time Steve Jobs gets on stage.
The thing is, they've got a wonderful store of possibilities in the App Store. They have the advantage of picking and choosing what they would like to get into. For nothing else, what the App Store did was present Apple with wonderful opportunities.
And that, if you ask me, that's really where they should be building, is because they've clearly been incredibly successful with monetizing these small, buy more songs, buy more video, buy more books, which is what we're getting to. If they could put together some kind of implementation where it was buy more mapping apps, they would be the ones to do that. And again, not just any old app, these very elegant apps that have to jump through the hoops to get into their store.
Well, and as I said before, they have the luxury of sitting back and looking at what is presented to them in the App Store. And I got that impression again when I was at Wear 2.0 was that some of these companies that are now the hot items, the Koalas, the Foursquares, they're in beta, or at least they're the ones being innovative. 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, where you would have said some of the innovative companies were people like Palatial, there were going to be some carcasses left along the side of the road, and Apple has the advantage of sitting back there and looking at some of these hot things, and maybe, again, with the magic of Steve Jobs, he looks down the road 3 years and finds one of these guys who isn't going to be a carcass and that they think he can turn into a wonderful winner.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for our listeners to help us speculate on what actually is it that Apple's going to do with mapping. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that with the GeoMedicine web mapping application, you can create a custom map that reveals toxic release inventories and heart attack risk by location where you have lived in the United States. This free application was built using the ArcGIS API for Flex, and the map that you create can be shared by a link or embedded in a web page. To access the application, visit www.esri.com/geomedicine. If you have comments on today's podcast and would like to add your speculation as to what Apple might do in mapping, we invite you to email us at editors@directionsmag.com or to leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog.
And watch for an announcement very soon about our open call for presentations for our 2010 Location Intelligence GeoCloud Conference that will be held September 22nd in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.